Hey, pageant friend, this is Meg Brattle Brown, your host of the All Things Pageantry podcast, where we talk about crowns, causes, and courage. Whether you're new to the pageant scene or a pageant veteran, this podcast is for you. And not only do we get to hear from amazing pageant queens, but we will also hear amazing stories from pageant directors, judges, coaches, hair and makeup stylists, and photographers. So yes, this is truly an All Things Pageantry podcast. So don't forget to share, like, and follow us on all our social media platforms as well as our website to keep up on the latest pageant buzz. So come on, let's dive into today's episode of All Things Pageantry podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Meg Brattle Brown, your host of All Things Pageantry Podcast and Mrs. Southwest Petite 2024. Today, I'm here with Mackenzie Osborne, Mrs. Texas Earth. Welcome, Mackenzie. How are you?
I'm doing so well. I'm very excited. How are you today?
I'm doing well, too. Thank you so much. And thank you for being on here. I was actually scrolling on Instagram, and I think maybe right after, because you had nationals recently, correct?
Yes, about middle of January.
Okay, yes. I think I was just scrolling around that time to see how everyone was doing. And your page caught my eye. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. I need to find out. And she's from Texas. I need to find out more about her. And so I'm glad you're on today. So tell me, and I think I read from some of your posts that this was your first national pageant.
Yes. So I have done several local pageants and some state pageants, but this is the first time I competed at nationals. So it was definitely a new experience for me.
Oh, wow. And your gown, oh my gosh, was breathtaking. Did you design that gown? Yeah. Did you design it yourself or did you just find it and it just was amazing?
I didn't actually. So my agency, they found it and they showed it to me and I fell in love with it. I was like, it just worked so perfectly for the pageant and then like my personality as well. And then not to mention green's my favorite color. So it just kind of worked out.
Yes. No, it's gorgeous. So yeah, if you haven't seen her in her gown on stage, go ahead and check that out. So how did you get involved in the Earth, Mrs. Earth system? Cause I'm not very familiar with it. So can you tell me how you found it and what makes it different from other pageants that you've been a part of?
Yes, of course. So this is a pageant that is actually the Texas pageant is held in my hometown. And so I've competed at several different levels. I competed as a teen and made it pretty far as a teen at the state level. And then I competed as a Miss. And then this was my first year competing as a Mrs. So it was just kind of me coming back from previous times that I had competed. And I really love this system just because it's very focused on not only doing good for the community, but specifically focusing on environmentalism. And so they are very big on getting involved and what you do to spread the message of the organization, which is, protecting our environment and being an advocate, not only for yourself, for other women, but for the earth as well. Yeah. And they actually show it in the way that they organize things. So one of the first years that I competed in this pageant at the Texas level, it was when I was a teen and they had us do a tree planting. And so I thought it was just so neat that they went out of their way to get us involved in something that means so much to them as an organization. And then just kind of the support that the national and now international organization gives all of their queens, whether they, win an elemental title, whether they win the title of Mrs. Earth USA, or whether they just, go home and get to keep the state pageant for the rest of their reign. They just show so much support in what we get involved with personally. And I really appreciate that about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. So have you had the same platform all the years you've competed in the Earth system, or has it kind of changed and evolved and kind of made it its own?
It's definitely changed and evolved. I've run on the platform of Native Bees for, I think, like the past 2 years. And it was just something that I was already very passionate about. And I didn't think to start incorporating it until later, just because it was just something that I really enjoyed. And it had never struck me to kind of just bring something that I was already knowledgeable about into the system. And then when I did, I had a really fun time with it. And it was just continuing to do the things that I was already doing, just utilizing the platform that I have as a local representative before I won the state title, and then now as a state title holder, just being able to amplify what I was already doing before using the title.
Gotcha. Now you mentioned something about the elemental titles, and that's different from, I think that's very unique to the earth system. So can you explain what the elemental title, that a title holders mean, or, and what they do?
Yes, of course. So, the teen and the Miss division, also have elemental titles, but they do, run a little bit differently than the misses. The misses aren't ranked. So all four of the elemental title holders, which are, so Earth is the main winner. That one is based on scoring. But all the rest of the four of them, they're all on equal footing. They're not placed in a certain elemental title based on their score. It's based on their skill set. So the judges and the director kind of get together and make sure that whomever is going to hold that title for the next 6 months to a year is going to be able to do the duties to which they're delegated. So somebody, one of the title holders, Water, she gets to help host the missions trip that they're doing this summer. And so they chose her specifically because of her involvement in the community with the organization she's already involved with. And so just using that as an example, they kind of place them based on skill set rather than scoring. And that was kind of something new that they were trying this year. In past years, it has been, you know, first runner up, second runner up. But this year, it's just all equal footing once they announce like the Earth title holder.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. I mean, that sounds great that each elemental title holder is given a task to continue the mission of not just the Earth pageant system, but also work in the community environmentally. So that's really, wow. I mean, that's great. I never knew that about the Earth system. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that you're sharing that information today.
Yeah, it's a really neat way to kind of, you know, get and keep more women involved, and just to recognize the hard work that they've put in leading up to the national pageant, and, you know, kind of foreshadow what's to come.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you been involved in other systems as well?
I have. I've done like the Miss El Paso pageant. I did that one when I was a teen and a miss as well. And then I did, I believe it was called like Miss Sun City when I was a teen. And that one I had gotten the runner-up position. And that was so many years ago, I like hardly remember it. It was one of the first pageants I did as kind of in like, I guess, being a little bit older. I did a couple when I was really little. I have some like baby pictures of me in a sash and crown. But I obviously like I remember very little of it. So I did a couple when I was really little, and then I got back into it when I was in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So what was your main reason to get back into pageants as a teen or miss?
So my high school had hosted a pageant for the juniors and seniors. And so I went and I got like some training on it just because it seemed like fun. And some of my other friends were doing it, and my dance teacher at the time was involved with it. And so it was just something that seemed like it would be a fun experience. And after doing that one for my high school, I really enjoyed it, and I wanted to kind of explore the world of pageantry a little bit more, and a little bit more than the surface level of what most people see it as. And the more that I learned about it, the more I just grew to love it. And so every time I do a pageant, it just kind of like pushes me to do another one. So I'm not going to do another one this year, but I am planning to take on another pageant next year. And so I'm like already looking forward to that so much.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to ask, like, are there other divisions beyond misses within the Earth system that you can be a part of, or is misses kind of the top tier for right now?
For misses, or for the Earth pageant specifically, yes. They did just create an international pageant for the Misses. So this year's Mrs. Earth will get to go compete internationally, which is really cool because it's the first year they're doing it. Yeah. And so I'm just excited to see where that goes because it might possibly be an option for me next year if I decide to do the Earth system again. But I'm kind of, you know, researching and exploring my options right now just to kind of see like what I kind of best align with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, that's such a great system. I have a friend that actually has been involved in the Earth system before, but I just love it how, like you said, like the focus is the environment and making changes. I mean, pageantry in itself is, you know, be a change maker in your community, but Mrs. Earth or the Earth system just takes up, I think, a notch further up because it's really focused on the environment, because without changes in the environment, I mean, who knows what our climate, what, you know, how our life is going to be sustained in the years to come. So I think that's such a great aspect of that system.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of given me the push that I needed to research like environmental law. It was something that I was interested in before, but kind of being able to use my passion for taking care of the earth that I've had since I was little and just kind of fostering that through the pageant has kind of allowed me to recognize how much more I could be doing for the environment. And I really would like to kind of carry it on into my future career as well, which is why I'm looking into environmental law. So I'm very excited to get started on that this fall as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Definitely. Well, cool. So what would you tell someone who wants to be involved in pageants and focus in kind of the Mrs. Earth sister, the Earth system? What would you tell them? Like, what would be some tips for that you would give them to this new person that's interested in getting involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, it's a great system. It's a great way to make connections. So no matter the outcome of your participation, just know that you're going to come out of it with some lifelong connections. That's one of the things that I came out of this national pageant with that I'm so grateful for. So many of these amazing women that I met are doing great things, and it's really nice to stay in touch with them. And then with that, you know, as you go into it, don't try to force yourself to be someone that you're not. So for example, with your platform, find something that you're already passionate about and incorporate it into whether it be your platform or just kind of how you carry yourself through the pageant. Just incorporate stuff that you're already passionate about and don't try and create, like, make yourself into somebody that you're not. And so that's one of the reasons why I picked the platform that I liked. And that's why I found so much success with it, is because it was something that I was already doing and passionate about. And then just being able to stay true to myself, while also kind of promoting the ideals behind the system. And so I encourage anyone who wants to get involved to definitely stick true to what you believe in and use that to your advantage. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the biggest thing that's going to get you through anything that the system tries to challenge us with as they kind of grow and evolve over the years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Being yourself and staying true to who you are is such a key point to have, whether it's in pageantry, whether it's in your work life or personal life, because you can't fake that. I mean, you can maybe fake it for so long, but it's tiring. So why not just be, you know, who you are and share that with everyone. Mm-hmm. Well, great. So, so you said your platform is with, I don't know if I heard correctly, with these.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So when I was in college, my undergraduate degree is in biology. So I took a course on native bee species, and it was just something that I fell in love with. It was so interesting. And I mean, they're just such like beautiful creatures, not only in what they do, but even just the way that they look. And even now to this day, I find out new information about them every day and how kind of integral they are to especially the Southwest desert region. It's crazy, you know, how many different roles they play in our environment. And the biggest form of conservation in terms of bee species is just spreading awareness. So being aware of how to create bee hotels, as they're called, whether it's just like discarded wood in your yard and, you know, like not throwing it out until the winter or until after the winter when they emerge again, or knowing not to like hurt them because they're not going to hurt you. Those are kind of the biggest forms of conservation for these species. And so being able to utilize a platform where it's all about telling people about your platform is kind of the best way that I've found to continue to spread that message and grow conservation efforts as well.
Yeah. It was not until a couple of years ago did I realize how important bees are to every aspect in our life. And I know, you know, bees have this connotation of being scary because they will sting you or whatever. But I mean, just to see how important and how integral, like I said, their function is in all the species, really, and in the environment. It's such impressive. There's a local like park in our area that has like a little bee home. Like it's kind of enclosed. How is it enclosed? Anyway, it has like boxes and boxes of where when they pull like the little pallets out, their bees are just all in the little pallet or whatnot. I don't know what the proper name is, but it was just really amazing to see all those bees there just kind of buzzing around and being protected.
Yeah, they're really interesting creatures. And I mean, they'll let you, as long as you're gentle with them, like they'll crawl up into your hand and you can get a closer look at them. And there's even some species that will purposefully land on you and just kind of wick the sweat off of your skin. And that's kind of how they get some sustenance. And it's just really interesting how mutualistic humans and bees can be.
Yeah, that's a great message. Because like I said, I mean, my little sister, she got stung pretty bad when she was little. So she freaks out. Even now, as an adult, she freaks out when she sees a bee. So it's, you know, people like that, it's good to give them that message that, you know, you might just have happened to maybe disturb their nest or just, who knows, but that, you know, it's not purposeful. It's not mean spirit. You know, they're not, you don't have to like kill them or, you know, whatever, and get rid of them, that they are, hold such an importance in our daily life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, good. So where can we follow you in your upcoming adventure of whether continuing with the Earth pageant or even doing, you said you were going to go to law school. Is that what I understood? Or you
yes,
are?
Yes. Yeah. I'm finishing up my applications right now. And so I'm really excited. I should find out in the next couple of months where I'm going to end up. So hopefully I'll be starting, you know, school somewhere in the fall. I don't know where yet, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And I mean, in the meantime, I'm, you know, planning to do quite a few things. I started a new job recently and they're very big on community involvement. And so we're going to plan some community events. I've got some personal plans of my own that I hope to kind of get up and running sometime soon. I'm mainly active on Instagram. And so it's Mackenzie.Brianna with two Y's. just, you know, cause I guess Mackenzie.Brianna with one Y was already taken. and also my Texas page, it's Mrs. Texas Earth on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, great. I'm so glad I got to meet you and, you know, meet you as a person and as a queen, as a future environmental lawyer. And, you know, I just give you so much kudos to what you've done with the bee and bee awareness. It's so needed. So just follow Miss Mackenzie on Instagram and we'll see what good things come your way.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome.